attendance. Eddie's completed what we call a perfect quarter. 13 Sundays without an absence.
Thanks, Mr. Peterson. Tried to buy one of these off the kid once, but he wouldn't sell it. Look, Dad, ain't it slick?
Yeah, it sure is.
Can I write my name in it, Dad?
Well, I guess so. It's yours.
I'll go get a pencil.
There are other areas where this crisis in morality and a creeping moral rot can be seen. Magazine stands and book racks handle questionable material. Even some of our great department stores have stooped to handling books which can only tend to degrade their readers. Unspeakably filthy publications are being produced for distribution to our youth to the tune of a $5 billion a year business. Clever advertising blinds are used. For 10 cents, you can get a water pistol or a picture of your favorite baseball hero. Once these lascivious dealers have the name, a deluge of filthy materials may be received. When such scurrilous material is received, it should be reported to law enforcement officers.
You know, when I was a boy, I always wanted a treehouse. And a boy down the street from us had one. And everybody used to play in his backyard. Why, he was king of the block.
Oh, boy! That's what I'll be. King of the block. King of the block.
Now, careful, Your Majesty, or your crown won't fit your head.
Oh, he's just excited. He'll simmer down as soon as the novelty wears off.
Many churches, recognizing the importance of premarital guidance, plan courses and preparations for marriage. Such courses, however, can never take the place of individual counseling sessions, for as a couple approaches marriage, they need to talk it over with their pastor. Here are some suggestions on how a counseling session might be conducted.
In serving prisoners of war, the Bible Society makes no distinction of race or nationality. It has served men of the Axis nations as well as those of the United Nations. The scriptures have thus been distributed in 32 different languages. Thousands of prisoners in Germany, Italy, Africa, the United States, and in the Far East have received scriptures sent directly by the Society's offices in Geneva and New York to chaplains, individual prisoners, and YMCA secretaries. Testaments are being sent to American prisoners now being held by the Japanese. In the hard, dull monotony of a prison camp, reading the Bible not only replaces stupefying inactivity with healthy-minded thinking, it brings the sense of the presence of God, of fellowship with loved ones, hope and courage. A special binding machine has been sent to London to replace the one destroyed by Nazi bombs.
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. Why, that was God's way of showing the world that Jesus was his appointed Savior. Oh, and now he's mine. Oh, Dorothy's mine.
Pay you anything.
What is thy name?
I don't want to hear about that stuff. I don't believe that stuff. There's nothing to it. It's all wrong. There's no God.
What is thy name?
No.
What is
no.
thy name? What is thy name?
No.
What is thy name?
Let me alone. Don't touch me. I don't want to hear that stuff.
What is thy name?
No.
And he answered and said to me, Legion.
No.
Legion. For we are.
No.
Legion.
No.
Legion.
No.
Legion.
No. 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 No.
Legion.
No. 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 No.
So around 3 p.m. we give our animus, then after that we take our oath to Peter Cottontail, and then we wait for the parents to pick the kids up.
And the oath to Peter Cottontail is what?
Well, it's something where we promise each other that this is our own private Easter celebration, and we don't have to tell the adults, because it's the land of make-believe, and in the land of make-believe no adults are alive. And if you tell an adult, then maybe the Easter Bunny might hurt you, or this kind of thing. We want to keep this a kids-only celebration. It's our Easter egg roll and solstice celebration. We give the kids all the chocolate. We give them a nice warm water enema with chocolate introduced. And it's really, they have a lot of fun with it. I know it's difficult for adults to understand, but when you've worked with children as long as I have.
The bunny found a pool of water and down in the water, silvery trout flashed by. But there were no bunnies about. Then this can't be Easter, he thought, and went on his way. He came to a field full of daisies. There was a hot summer daisy smell over the field, and the bunny's nose twinkled. A big, slow bumblebee hummed by. But in all that whiteness of daisies, there was no whiteness of bunnies like himself. This isn't Easter, the bunny said, and he went on.
Snake Mountain, it's got an interesting little feature here. I'm going to turn it on. It can actually transform your voice from your regular voice to that of an occultic hero. Is that correct? So let's get a Skeletor type of voice. Let me turn this on here. I think I'm getting it too loud. Skeletor, the master of the universe.
What are you doing here?
Love your radio. Love your music. This is the best thing on your radio.
We have no place to sleep tonight, and we figured we'd stay here till morning.
Have you no home?
No, we don't live here. We're just going through.
That's a nice-looking trumpet you have there. Are you a musician?
Yeah, sure.
You mind if I, tell me, doesn't this get in the way when you play?
I ain't had a chance to play it yet. Yeah, he just bought it.
A likely story. I suppose these are the types of boys you want to bring into our church.
Well, seeing boys like these should make us realize that we've failed in our duty to the community.
How right you are, Mr. Cameron. As a policeman, your job is to take such young hoodlums off our streets and to keep them in jail.
But, Mrs. Mitchell, can't a policeman also be a Christian?
Cop.
Where are you from? What's your name?
His name's Jones, Mike Smith.
Where'd you pick this up?
Found it in an alley.
Do you drive a car?
Yeah.
Why? Mine's parked right out front. Come on, Smith, Jones, let's take a little ride.
Although the war makes such help difficult, the American Bible Society is aiding other Bible societies in every way possible. Before the Japanese invasion, paper and funds were sent by the American Bible Society to the Dutch East Indies. In spite of war difficulties, the Bible Society's office in Geneva has been able to maintain a small flow of scriptures in France, Hungary, Belgium, Italy, and Czechoslovakia. Because of the war-torn conditions in these countries, the American Bible Society makes every possible effort to help continue the printing and distribution of Bibles among people who need the Bible now more than ever before. Work in China is being carried on under extreme difficulties.
All right, now that you've got this to a boil, we're just going to turn it down and let it simmer. We'll set the timer for 4 hours. Periodically check on this and stir it every half hour to an hour. And I will check back up with you guys in 4 hours.
This stew is about to be really, really, really good. My daddy should know I'm recording.
All right, it's been 4 hours, and I've been stirring it occasionally, and the meat's starting to fall off the bone. You see there, there's the ribs. The meat's starting to fall off. So at this point, I'm going to take all the rabbit, and I'm going to discard all the bones, put all the meat back in the pot, and let it simmer for a while.
Heart is getting up. Dealer of worship, you have no right. Be alone. Listen to me. From the day you came forth from the virgin's womb, you have broken every pledge, lied every promise. Centuries wept as they waited you, God. Who has fled? God, who stays silent, lies on. Tell the unhappy man who calls on you that you will eventually help him. Impossible. You have known that you have failed. God is a father. You have witnessed the evil.
Let go, Buzz Lightyear. You have listened to the death rattle of the weak.
Terror.
Women torn apart for a piece of bread. From the chancery outside. Your followers. Your trade representatives. The Pope. All. You cheat, sacristy lawyer! You son of bitch!
What's eating you, Bill? You haven't said a single word, and I know you don't know what we've been talking about.
I've been listening all right. Frank brought up the subject of witnessing. He said he got tongue-tied every time he tried it. I was just thinking of the mess I made of things this morning.
What do you mean?
Well, in the locker room. Joe Glover noticed I was carrying my Bible.
Yeah. You acted like it was some kind of a crime.
I suppose you'd have sat him right down on the bench and started giving him a sermon.
No, I didn't mean that.
You could be sure none of the Vikings would go for it. Look, George, Joe caught me by surprise and, well, I admit I didn't handle things very well. Let's talk about something else, huh?
Okay.
The existing moral crisis brings us face to face with the greatest of challenges. Namely, the need for complete commitment to Christ. This need for Christian living has never been so evident. Even as the crisis in morality is on the individual level, so the cure is up to each one personally. The disease is not something that can be handled by mass inoculation. Christ alone, through his life-giving blood, provides the remedy. The cure for crime and immorality is Christ in the heart. The only cure for broken homes is a family united in Christ.
You stay away from there, Butch!
Hi, Steve! Where'd you get the treehouse?
I built it, Dad and me. And you can't play in it, Butch.
Why not?
Because I say so. It's my treehouse.
Well, why won't you let me?
Because you wouldn't let me ride your old racer yesterday.
Oh, that. It had a wobbly wheel, and Dad made me promise not to let anybody ride in it until it was fixed. But you can ride in it all you want after it's fixed.
Who wants to ride in your old boxcar anyhow? It's lots more fun in a treehouse. You want to come on up, Rod?
What about Butch? Can't he come too?
No, it's my treehouse, and nobody can play in it unless I say so.
But you can, Rod.
Come on, the tree'll meet up here. Come on, Rod. Hey, Rod, I've got a swell idea. You see that box over by our garage?
Yeah, what about it?
Go bring it up here.
Why?
You'll see. Go get it. And bring up that rope over by the clothesline, too.
Okay. Here you are. But what's the matter with you helping me get them?
It's my treehouse, isn't it?
The better the pastor knows those he counsels, the more effectively he can help them. As they talk, he watches for signs of strength, their weaknesses, the flexibility of their attitude toward each other. He is not quick to give advice.
In spite of the terrible havoc wrought by war, there is a great eagerness for scriptures. Yet the American Bible Society carries on, keeping offices open even in bombed areas, often at grave personal risk and acute discomfort. Scriptures are being broadcast by every available means, by wheelbarrows, bicycles, rickshaw, oxcart, trucks, trains, junk, steamers, and planes. Neither difficulty, peril, nor cost must stand in the way, for never before in the long history of Christian work in China has the need and the opportunity been so great.
Didn't Christ teach us that we should...
Yeah. I used to go to Sunday school, but I found out it don't always come out according to the book.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is
going to
make you tell it.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.
No. I'm not going anywhere. Just let me alone. Go on home. Do what you want to. I've not bothered you.
He cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?
I don't want to hear that.
Thou Son of the Most High God.
There's no God.
Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God.
There is no God. Don't you know that stuff?
I dealt with a boy, to abbreviate it, who wanted to kill me. The name of the demon that was inside the young man was named Azrael. I later found out that Azrael was Lucifer's personal death angel. Not only that, but I also found out that that was the same name as the cat on the Smurfs. And what is his primary objective? Is to catch little Smurfs and kill them for Gargamel.
There's people nowadays that are marrying each other that are gay, but they're allowing it in the home. And this don't add up to me. I just wanna point this out. This don't add up to me. You say that you're a Christian, right? Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good. You say you're a Christian, but you're gay. But you're gay. You married a woman. You married a man. But you say you're a Christian. Wait a minute. Now that don't add up. I mean, go read Leviticus 18 and 22 and see what it says. Go read Romans 1, 26 through 27 and see what it says. Be careful who you're letting the chamber of your marriage.
Our good shepherd loves each one of us. He takes care of us. He keeps us safe. We'll always stay with our shepherd. Our shepherd loves us one and all. We'll always stay with our shepherd. Our shepherd loves us one and all. We're always happy when we're with our shepherd. Our shepherd knows us each by name.
Praise the good Lord for that good number. All right, the wife at this time.
Truly, Jesus is the best friend.
Sure, he is.
And I'd like for all of you that know the Lord to join us in prayer that the Lord might bless somebody that's on the line today.
Amen.
Please close my eyes, children. Look up. Put your trust in it because he cares.
So how do we get 3 days and three nights? Because Messiah said 3 days and three nights. Jesus, his Hebrew name being Yeshua, did say that there are 12 hours to a day. And we know he didn't die until the evening hours on the day that he did die. So, we know that we can't count that day, so let's work backwards. We know that he rose on the first day of the week. But wait, a Hebrew day goes from sunset to sunset, making the first day of the week start on what we call a Saturday night. That makes sense because Mary Magdalene began her way out to the tomb on the first day of the week while it was still dark and he had already risen.
Of Wiccan witchcraft. We'll show you proof of that. Next, her hand goes up slowly. The Wiccan sign disappears and she's doing the Cornuto devil salute. When Amy Grant wore a miniskirt, she went straight to number one. Is that what it takes to make it?
Don't you know I love you? Did you see our way?
Go and call your sister.
Why are you bothering this woman?
Since I came, she has not stopped kissing my feet.
I accept Jesus as my savior.
I accept Jesus.
Who was it?
Oh, everybody all boned up for the history exam? That's a subject I'd like to skip. In fact, I'd like to skip history as a subject permanently.
Yeah. Agreed.
There's one thing I've been wondering about, though. Do you think it'd be okay to ask God to help us do an exam?
Not if we haven't already studied for it.
I don't think we can ask God to help us remember things we never learned in the first place.
George is right. I don't think Christians should let down on their schoolwork at all if they can help it.
I agree. Yeah, so I better start cracking that old history book for them. Should have remembered that passage we discussed at LSU meeting.
You mean from 2 Timothy?
That's right. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed. But I am ashamed. Man, you sure take that stuff seriously, don't you?
Well, of course he does, Joe. Don't you see? Cheating or lying or any other kind of dishonesty is contrary to everything a Christian stands for.
Maybe you're right, fellas, but you've lost me. I'd better run on home. I don't want my dad to blow a stack again.
Joe, our youth fellowship and those roundtable discussions at lunch, they're open to everybody, you know. Well, it's just a bunch of kids from our church who like to get together and talk things over. I wish you'd join us sometime.
I think you'd like it, Joe.
Yeah, well,
so long, George.
So long, Joe.
So long, Bill.
So long, Joe.
Come on, I'll walk you to the door.
You know, Mr. Peterson, I just don't know how to figure you fellas. Cartwright and you, I mean. I just don't know what you're getting at. What do you mean, Mr. Gardner? Well, what I don't get is why you fellas took such an interest in Eddie. Got him to go into your Sunday school, I mean. Why?
In order to answer that, maybe I'll have to ask you a question. Isn't it true that a few months ago, Eddie was getting into scrapes with the police? Picking up things that didn't belong to him, getting into other kinds of trouble.
Yeah, but that was all little stuff.
But did you really like the idea of your boy getting that kind of a start in life?
No, I guess I didn't.
You wanted to grow up to be a fine young man, honest, decent. Wanted to be the kind of boy you can be proud of, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's why Mr. Cartwright and I were so anxious to get Eddie into our Sunday school. You see, honesty, decency, all those things you want so much in your son, were the result of Christian faith. We wanted to share that faith with Eddie. Faith in God as his father, Jesus as his savior, faith in the Bible as a guide and compass of his life.
As Christians, we should not hunt through the garbage cans of the world to find food to sustain us and to enable us to fight the battles of life.
As God's people, we need to feed on the Word of God. We need to find fellowship with Christians. We need to be a testimony to the world about us. We need to train our children spiritually in the home, and we need to see that they receive the right kind of training in the school. Many hundreds of Christian grammar schools and high schools have been established in the last few years to meet the need for Christian education. Christian colleges enable students to complete their education. Biola College, one of the four schools of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, Incorporated, is well equipped for this task. Under the leadership of a Christian faculty, young people receive education and training which adequately prepares them for a life of service in a world filled with fear.
You know, just because we're a Christian family doesn't mean that our children are perfect, nor that we as parents are perfect. But we do know that selfishness is certainly the opposite of everything Christ came to teach us. And here's where the Christian home makes the big difference. Because we have Christ to constantly remind us of God's unselfish love for each one of us when he sent his only son to be our Savior and Lord. It's hard sometimes to make a home as unselfish as it should be, but with God's love, with prayer, and with understanding, we can do it.
Some pastors may try to play the role of a psychiatric therapist, picking up such phrases as directional and non-directional counseling, projections, defense mechanisms, transferences and counter-transferences, repressions and secondary gains. Now, these subjects make interesting reading, but to attempt to use such knowledge can get a pastoral counselor into a lot of trouble.
And for the boys in our armed forces, an estimated $200,000 is needed now to help continue circulating the Testament, which means so much. To our soldiers, to our sailors on our fighting ships and at our training bases, to Christians everywhere.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of
the Bible is bringing a message of comfort, of hope, and of moral guidance for the future and the faith in God which can make the world for which mankind is longing. Let us help it do its work.
Being sorry is one of the first steps toward fellowship with God.
Fellowship with God?
Eddie, no matter how many friends are willing and ready to help you, all of them put together can never do what Christ can do for you when you turn your heart and your life over to Him.
That's right. Without God, you just can't win.
My mom said that once.
Well, let's ask the pastor to pray with us about your problem. And we'll go out and see about getting another job.
No, my book told me I don't.
That's not a book, that's a Bible.
No, no, no.
That's not a book on you, that's the Bible, that's God's word.
I don't want old books on me, they hurt.
That's not a book, that's a Bible. You don't like the Bible.
No.
There's power in His word.
I don't like it. It hurts me. Move it off of me and let me alone. Move it.
I know why it hurts.
Move
it.
It's God's word. Off of me.
It's the word of God.
No.
You're defeated, devil.
No.
The blood of Jesus is against you.
I don't like blood.
You don't like blood of Jesus?
No, I don't like blood.
You're defeated. I'm going to cast you in the pit.
You take an oath to Peter Cottontail and you promise not to tell any adults.
Well,
you see, isn't that a little wrong?
Well, no, because what you really want to do is tell the kids that you can they can trust you, and you can trust them, and there's trust all around, all right? And why mess up a good thing by introducing adults that might not understand, your questions? I can tell if you have questions.
I have questions. I'm thinking my own kids going and having Easter with you and your wife and then getting intimate.
Dead leaves crackled under the soft rabbit hops of the looking for Easter. He stopped under a tree to rest, and a round, shiny red apple fell down and startled him. It smelled of autumn and crispness. He took a bite with his two front sharp teeth. When he had crunched the apple to its seeds, he looked around and sighed. There wasn't another bunny to be seen.
I've had people to look at me and say, Mason, don't you know you got to have license to preach? Huh? License to preach? I don't need no license to preach. There ain't no other man can tell me how to preach. And I'm sorry. The Lord called me to preach and nobody else called me but the Lord. My mama didn't do it. My mama didn't sign me up for it. My daddy didn't sign me up for it. And let me tell you something, the most best thing that ever happened in my life is when I let Jesus in the chamber of my life. I wasn't worried about my friends. I wasn't worried about the whole. Let me tell you something, that's the best thing that you could ever do. You say, let me tell you something, I tried everything in 2025, but you didn't try Jesus.
Hi, kids. Hey, needle balloon.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi. Hey, would you help me? Please, pretty, please.
What you want?
Please, would you tie your balloon strings around my legs?
Maybe.
Please, would you please?
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on, try it.
Okay.
Time carefully. Oh, I've always wanted to fly. Oh, I'm feeling lighter already. All right. Keep going, kids. Keep going. Good job. Oh, thank you. All right, kids, when I holler three, let go, okay?
Okay.
All right, one, a two, a three. Oh!
He's flying!
Oh!
Wow!
I think so. Oh, mercy me.
It's dangerous.
This is very dangerous, Froggy.
It'll be okay.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Watch out! Where do you hurt?
All over my body.
Closer. Next time you should listen to us, Froggy.
Right, a body can't get along with just legs, and I can't get along without all of you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I'll bet Jesus is the head of the body, because that's where the brains are.
He is, and the head is supposed to tell all the other parts of the body what to do.
And if we all pay attention to Jesus, our head, we all work together.
Remember that God loves you. That's what we're here to say. Columbia Rainbow, help celebrate this day.
I just never thought I'd be able to do this in a church, you know? I just love it. I mean, every youth group needs one of these. These are so cool.
What they're talking about is karaoke for Christian music.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
When you enter the nursing home, do not stand there with your group in a large cluster of clowns. Clowns can look rather intimidating if you see a lot of them in one place.
And welcome to the zoo. This is Rodney the Rhino, and I'm coming at you with some spiritual wisdom. So don't take a nap. It's time to groove on some righteous rap. Oh yeah. Now all the kids on the block are trying to tell you what to do. They all think they got the answer for you. Pushing drugs and junk and alcohol. They're waiting around just to see you fall. But you stand up and say, that ain't my thing. Cause I'm into Jesus, he's the King of Kings. He died on the cross to forgive my sins. And on the third day, he rose again. He made a fool of the devil and all of his crew. You hear what I'm saying? I'm talking to you. Oh, yeah! Heart to Jesus, it's a wonderful thing, because you become one with the King of Kings. Then the Holy Ghost will give you lots of power and might, with great big angels on your left and right. See, Jesus is the way to be really alive. Listen, everybody, this ain't no jive. I'm rapping about the only way to be free, to have divine health and prosperity. Jesus is the answer you've been looking for. I can hear him knocking. Won't you open up the door? Oh, yeah! You give it all to Jesus and is living in your heart. Each and every day is a fresh new start. Brand new mercy, brand new grace. It's so good to look on his face. Now you've really made the hippest choice, cause you're reading his word and you're hearing his voice. And now that you're saved, there's a plan for your life, cause you can lead other people into the light. You can worship and praise and never be still. As a matter of fact, I think I will. Oh yeah. You're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords, you're the bright and morning star. You're the only begotten Son of God, you're the best of all by far.
Parents must provide attention and love, protecting their children from corrupt influences. When this is accomplished, you can be confident that children will grow into happy, well-adjusted, and productive citizens, free from satanic and occultic influences.
Well, in the Bible, it starts with Jesus 101.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Would you dare say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It says, in the beginning, mm-hmm. God created the heavens and the earth. Romans 2 says God in one now, and it says the earth was formless and empty. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And let me tell you something. Right there, that light was so good. And shining. And I said, shining. Turn to your neighbor and say, yes.
We thank you for our church and our youth group, for those who lead us. We thank you for those who have carried that word around the world. And as thy spirit guides our missionaries in foreign lands, we ask thy guidance here tonight for our discussions. Help each one of us to know thy will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was thinking about it this morning on my way to church. When I saw these youngsters Eddie's age going to Sunday school, I thought about Eddie in a detention room. I suppose Sunday school kids never get in trouble. Some of them do. But I found that youngsters with religious guidance, and grown-ups too, aren't the troublemakers. What's religion got to do with it? I never had any trouble with the church, and I always managed to get by. That all depends on what you call getting by. What about Eddie? Is he getting by?
Well, when you live in a crummy neighborhood like this, it's pretty easy for a kid to get in with a bad crowd.
All the more reason why you should get him in with the right crowd. Quit denying him all the things you've never had yourself. Why don't you send your boy to Sunday school?
I'm not going to force him. If he wants to go, it's up to him.
It's up to you. Why, man alive, if you think feeding him and giving him a place to sleep is all that the good Lord requires of you, you're dead wrong. Even an animal does that.
What in the world was that pilot that's had a watch over too?
Search me. It seems that some of those troublemaking Jews came to Pilate with some ridiculous story.
Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here.
Nathan, did you hear that? He said Jesus is risen from the dead.
Why are you crying? For whom are you looking?
Master! He's gone. Jesus is gone. But we've seen him too. He's alive.
Yes, boys and girls, Jesus did rise from the dead, and he is alive right now, today. The Bible doesn't tell us anything about a boy named Timothy or Nathan. We just made them up.
We see in these young people one of the few bright rays of hope. Christian homes, Christian churches, and Christian schools. What better preparation can we give? And what better defense can there be to meet the crisis? Only God can change the tide of immorality which afflicts us. And he can do it only as we, individuals, are willing to let him use us. Let him do his work through you. Build your life upon the sure foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
I'm not mad. I'm pastoring my church, and I'm the one that's going to stand before my great shepherd one day and give an account for everything I say in this pulpit. We have people commit sin in the choir. We have to ask them to leave. Is that being hard-hearted? No, it's being biblical, because you're not supposed to stand up and act like you're living right when you're not. And you can't be representing Christ when you're living in sin. At some point, somebody's got to make a decision. You can't do that here. If you want to go somewhere else and do it and they don't care, that's all right. But you can't do it here, because I can't let sin in the camp. I can't let the devil get in amongst the pews.
They must have a lot of money.
Is he a Christian?
Now, how would I know?
Didn't you ask him?
You're beginning to sound like my kid brother. Why would I ask him that?
Well, I think I would if I were with him for a whole morning, just driving around and talking.
Well, I didn't think about it, that's all.
Apparently all you think about is whether somebody has a nice car, is rich, or something like that.
That is not all I think about.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Well, it isn't.
I'm sorry, Tony. It's just that sometimes I... Well, even though we go to the same church and everything, I feel like you don't. felt that you don't take anything about the church and God very seriously.
I'm just not the type of guy that goes around talking about it, that's all.
Well, don't you think we should?
Should what?
Talk about it more. I mean, if we really love God, shouldn't we want to talk about it?
Well, I suppose. Oh, but look, let's not fight just because I didn't ask Steve Harrison if he's a Christian or not. He's going to leave in a couple of days and we'll probably never see him again. So let's not talk about it.
That's just it, Tony. You're always changing the subject. And to me, well, knowing Jesus Christ is just about the most important thing in my life.
Sally, you have what is known as an inverted Oedipus complex.
I have what?
Oh, you might not realize it because it is embedded in your unconscious.
It is?
And no doubt you've been displacing these feelings for a long time.
I have?
I was the only one late in my class last Sunday.
I was late too.
Tom, I'm serious. I'm for joining a church closer by.
But honey, there is no church closer by. Don't worry, Mary, we'll get a church out here, but it'll take time. You just don't do things like that overnight.
I'm through, Mom.
Me too.
Now, wait a minute. Finish your milk.
Oh, do we have
to? Yeah, come on, drink it up.
Alice, was that you playing just now? No, I was, Pastor. Anything wrong?
Well, not with your playing, but I don't think a church organ is the right instrument for that kind of music.
It's my fault, Pastor.
Alice didn't believe Eddie could play it.
So I dared him, but I didn't dream he'd start playing bebop.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Can you play anything else? I mean, besides bebop?
Well, Mom used to have me practice hymns. I don't remember the names, but here's one I like.
You're going to go back to hell.
No.
I'm going
not
back
going
to the pit.
Anywhere.
Are you going where you belong?
I belong here.
One of these days, you're going to stay there and never come out.
Yes. I'll go where?
The bottomless pit will open and you'll stay there forever.
No, get that old book off me, I said. I don't want old book. On me.
Not a book, that's a Bible.
No.
That is the Bible.
I didn't sign that.
I know you didn't sign it. But it's signed with the blood of Jesus.
I don't like blood.
Blood of Jesus.
No.
The blood of Jesus.
I want that old book off of me because it hurts me.
The blood of Jesus.
It burns me and I don't like it.
It burns.
Move it
it's
off
got power.
Of me. No.
It's got power.
It's old book.
Kids love the enemas. We've had some kids coming back for 3-4 years in a row for the Peter Cottontail enema. We also have...
You have kids returning, but they're not telling their parents.
Well, Phil, again, this is something that's the world of children. And we tell, you know, they don't want the Easter Bunny to suck blood out of them. And that's, you know, so that's what they said.
When he hopped through the white drifts, he left little dark footprints in the snow. But no matter which way he hopped, his footprints never crossed other bunnies' footprints. The little bunny was alone in a world without rabbits.
Just when I thought it was all over, a hand lifted me high in the air. It was my shepherd. Was I happy to see him? And my shepherd was happy to see me, too. He forgave all the bad things I did that day. And do you know why? Because my shepherd is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. He always forgives us, no matter what. Really, Jesus loves us in a very special way. He's the best friend anyone could have. Would you like to help me sing this song to him?
I was busy.
Yeah, I know. A
that Sunday school stuff again. It's a big idea. You going, sissy? Look, stupid. You think I go because I like it? Don't be a sap. Sunday school, same as the boys' club. As long as I go, they don't suspect anything.
I wonder what's keeping Harris. It's almost time for the sermon.
Maybe his phone call hasn't come through yet.
He'll miss the sermon.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. What would you say is our greatest need today? A new antibiotic to combat the scores of viruses that resist our present medication? A super tranquilizer to overcome all man's fears and phobias? A pill that renders one immune to atomic fallout? Or maybe an economic plan to ensure 3 square meals a day to everyone in the world? The Bible says that man's greatest need is not for pills or plans or possessions. The Bible says that man's greatest need is for the forgiveness of his sins.
Don't deprive your parishioners of a good pastor by playing the role of a psychoanalyst. In his search for problems, the pastor must remember to be continually supportive and encouraging.
I'd always been a church member of a sort, but honestly, I never knew the true meaning of religion. Not until I saw our chaplain risk his life to save mine.
I thought I told you to stop all that nasty talk. But that's exactly what I was trying to do, Uncle Jim. I was merely...
Were you now?
I'd say you were deliberately defaming somebody's character and reputation. George, you're nothing but a sanctimonious hypocrite. And even though you're my only sister's son, you're fired.
Do you hear me playing?
Yes, the pastor tells me you're doing fine.
He certainly is. We could put him on the organ at any service. You'd never miss me.
I'd probably be playing a lot better by now if Mom was still alive. We used to have a small organ at the house. I used to play a lot.
What became of that organ, Eddie?
Well, it's still there for all the good it does. When Dad got married again, I couldn't even touch it. That wife of his would squawk at anything I'd play.
Well, what did you play mostly? The St. Louis Blues?
Yeah, Tiger Rag and lots of hot stuff.
Well, don't you think maybe she had a squawk coming?
So did I. She never done nothing for me, and I ain't gonna forget it either.
Eddie, didn't Jesus teach us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? Then how can we ask God to forgive us our sins if we refuse to forgive our fellow man?
But I can't forgive her. She gripes me.
If Jesus could forgive the man who crucified him, don't you think you could forgive your stepmother for whatever she might have done?
I don't think the Easter Bunny music is appropriate because of we've got a lot of concerned people calling and asking, is it appropriate for you and your wife to be giving Easter enemas to underage children when the adults don't know?
Well, Phil, the answer is, to that question is yes. When you see how much fun the kids have with the enemas, they eat their chocolate, they have the brunch. We go ahead and put the old enema hose up there and fire away, and we have a great time with it. See, we all understand each other, me and Becky and the kids, but the other adults don't understand, and that's the only reason why we have them take the oath.
Yeah, but you also tell them that if they tell an adult, the Easter Bunny will come and suck blood out of their neck.
We do it all in fun. The kids think it's very funny. The Easter Bunny has little big teeth are going to go into your neck and drain the blood out of you.
That night, the bunny curled up in a hollow tree to keep himself warm out of the wind and sharp air. When he woke up next morning, there was something different. It smelled. He quivered his nose and smelled hard. It smelled of wet, growing things. It smelled of greenness and warm, soft sunlight. The little bunny felt sure he would come to Easter soon. In the forest, the black twigs had little, tight, curled green buds. The birds were singing high up in the trees as the bunny hopped ahead looking for Easter. Suddenly, he saw something in the muddy earth that made him stand perfectly still with excitement. Crossing in front of him and going into the woods where he had never been were little rabbit paw prints on the ground. He followed the paw prints very carefully down a hidden path. There, in a clearing, he saw someone small and white resting on a mossy bank.
It was another bunny.
Is it okay if I show him what I do to you? Is Pinky gonna move? No. And neither will the rest of my puppies. They can't move without me. And it's the same way it is with Jesus Christ in my life. You know, if you would have been taught by the disciples, you could have ended up in the frying pan. And the voice on this side says, oh, go ahead and take drugs. Go ahead and drink. Go ahead and smoke.
Be careful who you let in the chamber. The church. You gotta be careful who you let in the pulpit nowadays. You gotta be careful who you let come and sing for you nowadays. You'll have a preacher coming up to you. He'll say, I've got my crowd coming to sing for me. And it's something you might not be used to. They come in there with pants on, holes in the knees.
Hallelujah.
You say, well, I ain't never been used to this. But that's what's going on in your churches nowadays. You got them running in the aisles with flags, waving them in the air like this. You got your fog lights in there. You got your smoke machines. But let me tell you something, that's what's going on. It just now didn't start. It's been going on for a long time. But you see, people so worried, so worried that I'm going to lose my members.
So that would mean that he rose on Saturday night at sunset, because that would be the beginning of the first day of the week. So let's count backwards from there. Saturday day, Friday night. Friday day, Thursday night.
Now, if your meat's not falling off the bone yet, just cover it back up. Just check on it periodically. And when that meat starts falling off the bone, then you know it's ready. All right, so I've got all the meat stripped off the bone here. I just put the lid back on. I'm probably going to let it simmer to a higher boil for a half hour and just make everything super tender and get all that flavor in there. It's going to be ready to eat.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I command you, evil spirit, father of lies, to harm no one, but depart to the place appointed you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, I command you, evil spirit, father of lies, to harm no one, but depart to the place appointed you.
Eddie, here's a present for you. A New Testament. It's our custom to give one to all of our pupils as a sort of reward for attendance. Eddie's completed what we call a perfect quarter. 13 Sundays without an absence.
Thanks, Mr. Peterson. Tried to buy one of these off the kid once, but he wouldn't sell it. Look, Dad, ain't it slick?
Yeah, it sure is.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Sometimes we let appearances deceive us. People look like they're getting along fine. They dress well, they have friends, they seem secure. We feel foolish assuming that they need God.
The pastor senses what might be a problem area for Sally. He begins to direct the conversations toward the physical aspects of marriage. Suddenly, a problem does emerge, one that he believes to be connected with Sally's hesitancies.
Those of you who have been up here before know the significance of these days. Some of you will feel inspired to publicly make decisions for Christ or to rededicate your lives to the Lord. These are decision-making days, and I hope and pray that we'll each begin to see ourselves in better focus, and that up here in these mountains, in this peacefulness and solitude, we'll each feel God's presence a little closer and see His will for our lives a little more clearly. And to help us, it is again my privilege to introduce our own Dr. Taylor, a real live medical missionary. Dr. Taylor?
Pastor, I've been hearing your sermons for a long time, and good ones too. But none of those ever got under my skin as much as a short remark I heard some time ago.
I beheld Satan.
I don't
want to
hear about that.
I beheld Satan as lightning.
You did not see me.
I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
No.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Don't be stepping on me. I don't like that stuff.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Think because you wear a bunny rabbit outfit that it's not molestation.
No, sir, it's not.
It is.
What? I'm wearing a rabbit costume?
I don't care if you... They don't care if you're in a Santa Claus suit, because that is molestation.
How do you figure that when we are cleaning
when
the
you are inappropriately
around?
Touching a child that is not yours...
Are you getting an enema now?
Yes, I am.
And are you wearing the Peter Cottontail outfit now?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm trying to demonstrate to you and Vanessa...
You don't need to demonstrate to me. I know what an enema is.
You do.
How would you like to have those guys come play at your church next Sunday?
On a cross of wood, they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, and after he died...
So Jesus Christ is a gang member, is that right? There's another part of this video you need to be aware of. Strange hand movements and strange body stances are throughout MTV secular videos. Those aren't dancing. Those aren't choreography. Many times those are something called witchcraft ruining. Those are hand signs.
Perhaps you have been presenting your church to the community as a competitive service club. Or maybe as an antidote for loneliness to people with feelings of isolation. Then again, you may have been using it to provide emotional therapy for friends who have experienced crises in their lives. If your only witness...
Let me break in real quick. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. You're hearing the ending of the 14th annual Eat, Serve, Freak Out. I don't have anything else to say. I'm going to go do something else. Enjoy the rest of your Eat, Serve, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Outside of the bonds of marriage, sin! Lying, stealing, cheating, sin!
Stay tuned for Third Rail Radio.
Never being able to be satisfied no matter what you got.
Perhaps it's natural, then, that you should have hesitations about sex. Sally, have you ever asked yourself why God made sex? Why he made us male and female?
I suppose if God made... God created sex, he must have created it for a purpose.
Of course he did. Remember, the Bible tells us that after he created man and woman, male and female, he called it good. Sex is much more than just the act of sexual intercourse. When a husband and wife give themselves to each other, they are communicating not only physically, but emotionally and
from the dead.
I'm not a ghost.
I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here.